Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are from Red Cedar Chamber Music, Carrie Boshton and Mira Kim. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to see you again.
You too.
Hip deep in your 23-24 season with kind of a landmark concert coming up. You called it Old Friends. And Mira, this is because you go back quite a ways with your special guest, who is the principal violinist of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yes, he's actually the principal violist
of the
Philadelphia Orchestra. But when I knew him, way back when I was 16 years old, he was a violinist. I went off to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and 16 years old, pretty sheltered, and Chung Jin was one of the friends that I made. He was older at that time, 20, you know, seemed old and mature.
Yeah. So worldly.
Exactly. Compared to me, he absolutely was. He grew up in Seoul, South Korea, and then moved to the States as a teenager, I believe, to study at both the Juilliard School, the Temple School, University, and then at Curtis, where he earned degrees in both violin and viola. But we were good friends that 1 year, and then I dropped out and came back to Iowa, and he continued. He got, you know, multiple degrees, joined the Philadelphia Orchestra, became the principal violist in 2006. He's a professor at the Peabody Institute of Music of the Johns Hopkins University, which happens to be where one of our sons is studying cello. So it's all, and actually the way we reconnected was...
But that was in Iowa City that you reconnected, right?
It was. The Philadelphia Orchestra was coming to perform at Hancher, and a friend of ours offered us tickets. And we said, yeah, that sounds great. And I was like, oh, Chung Jin's there, you know, my friend of 30 plus years ago. And I'd never reconnected with him after I left Curtis. And I thought, well, I'll message him on Facebook, you know, see if he responds. And he did. And we just had a wonderful time meeting up after the concert. And I guess the rest is history.
It was like they'd never been apart.
I mean, yeah, Carrie was sort of in awe because I picked Chung Jin in from the hotel and we came over and we were snacking on some foods and it was just as if, you know, not a day had passed.
So it's kind of a divergent career path. You know, he's been in the, you know, major symphony orchestra and teaching at a major conservatory. And you know, Mira's been a local artist playing mostly chamber music all these years.
So but not chopped liver.
No, we're doing okay. But it's a very different set of responsibilities, a very different lifestyle, work style.
But this is a pretty good get.
Friendship
aside, I mean, to bring in, I mean, when you see him with the orchestra, you are 100 feet away, you know, picking him out of the section, even though he is the leader of the section.
Yes.
But this is an opportunity to see, you know, world-class artist, you know, up close and personal.
I mean, so many of our venues are wonderfully intimate, and you really get to feel not only the music, the vibrations of the instruments, but you see the interactions between the musicians, which I think is a conversation all its own that you get to be a part of as an audience member.
Yeah, so we were just sitting there talking. We were trying to describe to him what Red Cedar does, and he was like, wow, that sounds like fun. And I'm like, well.
careful what you wish for. Careful what you compliment.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having a great time. We got a great program for him.
And so what are you going to put on his musical plate?
So Red Cedar does this thing with the Bach sonatas for viola da gamba and harpsichord obbligato where, you know, we make it a string trio. This is 13 works that we can, you know, make accessible as string chamber music that normally would only be played with the harpsichord or piano. And so he's the soloist on the D major sonata for viola da gamba. We have a really big Beethoven trio, Opus 9, number 3, which is a masterpiece of 4 movements. And just like, I mean, it's amazing how early Beethoven, he was so sophisticated and he was innovative in lots of ways that he really capitalized on later in his work. So Bach and Beethoven, but then we have 3 living composers. We have the piece opens with In the Age of Noise, which was written just about 4 years ago by Andrea Casarubios. It was a commission, And it was right after the lockdown, and she wrote this piece. It was virtually premiered.
And she was living in New York City.
She was living in New York City. She's Spanish, but she's actually studied at Peabody. And it's all about this kind of breathing and this sort of space, you know, like what would it have been like in New York when, in New York City, when like it went from this hustle and bustle to, you know, quiet. So that's the way we open. And then we have another wonderful composer, Ingrid Stolzel. She's on the faculty at the University of Kansas, and she's written a piece based on a Willa Cather poem, Fides Spes, which means faith and hope. And it's about the seasons. It's about a pretty significant piece, about an 8-minute piece. And Ingrid is someone we've been looking at and hoping to commission. Very, really fine composer.
And then we took the piece into the schools.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids, they loved it because we said, this piece is about the joy of each season, specific to each season. And so they were able to imagine for themselves what sort of imagery they was conjured up by the music and what season it reminded them of.
And then we finished the program with a piece called Violas on Fire. And this is by Michael Kimber, our favorite violist, who just recently won the Silver Alto Clef Award from the International Viola Society. So this is, you know, really serious. He wrote it for viola quartet, for four violas. And it's gotten a little bit of play, but really, this piece should go viral. It's like heavy metal. And so we had Michael give us an arrangement for two violins and cello. We played that last year.
Yeah, we played it just last season.
And now we're doing it violin, viola, and cello this season. And we're hoping that it's a piece that takes... Obviously, Michael has so much music and is prolific in all styles. But this is really... Mira gets mad at me because I use too much distortion pedal, you know. this is heavy metal.
I really was. In fact, it took me a while to figure that out because I was like, why do you sound kind of messy and dirty there? And he's like, I'm mimicking distortion pedal. And then it made sense. I was like, oh, okay, carry on.
So who knows? Who knows how Chunjin will respond to the distortion
pedal? Yeah, you know, distortion pedal, not something you often get in a chamber concert.
I promise not to use it in the Beethoven.
Well, as usual, you'll be doing a lot of concerts all around the area. Let's work backwards from the main concert.
Well, main concert is Saturday, March 30th at the Englert Theater, and that'll be live streamed, 7 p.m. And then we have we chose really our most satisfying acoustic venues. On Wednesday evening, we're at Saints Peter and Paul in Solon. Great place. And then Thursday at noon, we're at the Cedar Rapids Public Library. What an amazing place to perform. And we've been having great audiences there. So to introduce that to Chunjin, just great, you know, with the green square behind it. It's just beautiful. And then Friday night is the United Church of Monticello. That's the 29th. And incredible acoustic space.
Beautiful stained glass. I mean, it's visually...
It's just stunning.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did we forget about...
No, the senior sites are... at any rate, everything's free. Everything's free.
Except the main concert.
The Englert, yeah. And we're excited. Chung-Jin's going to do a master class at the University of Iowa, you know, bringing a teacher in like this. We could sacrifice one of our daytime shows to offer that to the university. So we're excited. It's going to be a great week and, you know, should be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, any Red Cedar Chamber is a true event, but you know, even more so now with Chunjin as your special guest. Congratulations on getting this all pulled together. Sounds like it's been fun and it's going to be fun.
We're looking forward to it.
So again, several opportunities to see old friends, both some free concerts around the community and then the Englert show, which you have continued to live stream. Even post-pandemic, which I think is fun, which I think is cool, because sometimes no matter what you want no matter how much you wish, you can't get there in person, and here's a way to at least experience a little taste of what's going on.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we've always made the live streams free, and they stay up on our YouTube channel, so people can view them after the fact as well.
Okay. So if we hit you with a lot of information, but if people want want to look over the schedule more carefully or get tickets, they can, I'm sure, get to everywhere they need to from your website, correct?
Yep, www.red.redcedar.org.
And if people want to subscribe to your YouTube channel so they get notified whenever, something new drops there, is that just search Red Cedar Chamber? Is that
Red Cedar Chamber Music, all one word, is our handle. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, so great to see you. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you.
And good luck with kind of a landmark series of concerts.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Very much.
Yeah. Appreciate and distortion pedal.
Yeah.
No extra charge.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Sure.
You can hear the Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30, or watch the video on YouTube or Facebook. Speaking of subscribing, subscribe to the podcast at kckk.org/culture. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.